Hey.
This is celebrity
pizza guy
and fashion wellness coach Penny Latham. And
we're going to say hey.
Yeah, we're hey.
Wah.
It's Wednesday.
Hump day.
Yeah, and today's show is about celebrity pizza guy, where we've been, what we're about, and where we're going, and all that good stuff. And we're also going to give us our forget about it news, our forget about it weather. And also we have our special guest star, internationally acclaimed recording artist Josh Moreland, who's worked with 10-time Grammy award-winning John Legend on a song called Better Than Beautiful, Sing Your Song, and has performed in several different countries, he's an award winner of the Malibu Award, and also the, what did he say?
What did he say?
He said that he's having a forget about it moment. Anyways, our news today, he's got this amazing award. He's a winner of the award.
don't do this right now.
Okay, so anyway, so we're getting on to the news here. So our forget about it news is this week is in my opinion one of the most tragic things in this Northern California area. We are really kind of shocked. I've been going there for years, and it's down by Monterey, and we're having issues here because there's so many different things that are going on in this Northern California area, and this is just really crazy.
This is Monterey, though.
Yeah, and we had a landslide, and it's on the, Highway 101, and Highway 1 is what it is as it goes up through the coastal area, which is what we do all the time, and the landslide. Yeah, we're very lucky, and I feel for everybody that has been involved or is having to reroute themselves in their lives, because once things like this happen, it's terrible. So
it's going to take them months to get it cleared, so Highway 1 will be closed in the Monterey, California area of Highway 1.
Yeah, and if you see the pictures, oh, my God, it's just like the whole – there's like a whole stretch of land that, goes for quite a ways.
Into the beach.
And how many pounds of, my God,
million pounds of dirt.
Yeah, it's incredible. And, we think about that all the time, about how California is moving into the ocean. Well, it's kind of a sad thing. And Monterey's beautiful.
They've been saying that half of California is going to be gone, and I think they said the midsection of California is going to be the new.
And that's the whole thing too. It's like, we love taking the ocean view, and most people that live on the West Coast, they love the West Coast. They love to be able to go on the beach, and we, of course, up here in Redding, California, we're in the middle of the state, so we're around the mountains. But when we want to escape into things, we usually find ourselves going, up Highway 101. And, we're going to be traveling. We're going to be doing some different things from town to town. And, we're trying to, see the sites. And, it's terrible that it's been destroyed. And now we're going to have to reroute ourselves. I think that, the time that it's going to take to restore this is really going to put people in wakes of everything that they're trying to do in their lives. You figure you take for granted what you do when you wake up in the morning and how you time yourself to get to where you got to go. And now these people are messed up. So we're going to go on to our
commercial.
Forget about it. Weather.
We've got the weather. Yeah.
So we're going to do the weather.
All right. Redding, 100 degrees today. Yesterday was a blazing 108. We have Burney, California, 83 degrees. We have San Diego at 66. Wow, that's pretty chilly. We have L.A. at 70. Wow, we're really hotter than all that. And then we have Atlantic City, New Jersey, 57. Miami, 83. Stuart in Port St. Lucie, Florida, cloudy and rain. And Vineland, New Jersey, 63. There's your weather.
Yeah, and we're going to go to commercial now, and now that's
we're going to be bringing on.
We're going to be bringing on our superstar guest who I'm just amazed with him all around. So, anyways, please go to commercial. Thank you.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
We had a little glitch, it seems like. That seems to be. Yeah, we're back. And so you've got us with the Forget About It show, and we have a fantastic guest that we're bringing on today that is just an amazing performer, singer, songwriter, recording artist. He's traveled all over the world. He's worked with John Legend, who is a 10-time Grammy Award winner, and he's won the award of the Palm Beach Awards for Artist of the Year, the Malibu Music Award of Global Happiness, and you know what? That's what I think he's all about, is happiness. And I mean, when I first met him, I just thought, wow, this guy just has such a great aura about him. He just always has
energy.
Positive energy. And you know, Josh, I'll tell you, I hope you're there, but we want to bring you on.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Hello.
How you doing, Josh?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good
about it.
We're good. We're good up here in Northern California. And yeah, it's kind of hot up here, but we're good. And you seem like you're doing pretty good. So how are you today?
I'm doing amazing. Amazing. I've been hanging out with my good friend, Tony Arena, who's an amazing, like, phenomenal producer and songwriter and great friend of mine for over 10 years. So I've been hanging out with him today since I've been back from China. It's been great.
And we just saw you like an hour ago, and you were in the studio actually creating music.
I was in the studio working on some new track with my boy Tony Tone. You know, it was amazing.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's really good. So go ahead. What were you going to say? Well, you know, so let's get into activist. So, you know, we've been wanting to talk with you for quite a while. We met you back in August. July 30th. Yes, we went there to your concert there in Beverly Hills. You had a little gathering concert there, and I was so impressed, and so was Nick. Matter of fact, I remember Nick was trying to record everything you were singing because he just was very impressed. Yeah, we still have that. We still have him putting you on his phone on the streaming and stuff like that, which is kind of cool. But so,
I appreciate
so tell me,
that.
Yeah, so where were you born and raised?
Well, I was born in Bradenton, Florida, and I was raised in West Palm Beach, Florida, for those who don't know about the Florida, because you know, most people know about Miami and Orlando, so West Palm Beach and Bradenton kind of get counted out.
Right.
I'm from Florida. I go to Florida. I used to go to Florida every winter. I just go to Stuart, West Palm Beach. I hit it all on the East Coast. And then I went to the West Coast, Cape Coral and Santa Barbara, to get a change of view. And then I moved to California.
Yeah, so you've had the taste of Florida, and that's pretty cool. So let me ask you, how long were you there?
I was in Florida for most of my life, all through high school, and some of the trade school I went to as well. I went to Connecticut School of Broadcasting because I wanted to learn some ins and outs of certain things when it came to the business. But then I moved to New York for a little bit, but it became too cold. I was there for 6 months, and then I called it quits. And then
I would go down to Florida.
Came back to Florida after that 6 months run. It was a very short lived situation, but it was fun. I love New York, and but then I made my way a few years later out here to LA, and it's been phenomenal ever since. I never wanted to leave once I got here. I was more afraid of the hurricanes, but earthquakes than anything. That's the only reason I didn't move early, because I thought they happened every day. So
yeah, no kidding. Well, yeah, earthquakes are kind of scary. I'm from Chicago. He's from Jersey. You know, you don't get those things back there. I mean, you do get the hurricanes back east. But, you know, when you come out here to this land, it's like the earthquake, the ground shaking. That's just kind of scary. Well, you know, let me ask you something. So you went to college back east. Did you do any more schooling out here west? Or did you just...
No, I was done with school. I think life was my new college. life, just experiencing life and just being hands-on with things that I wanted to do, like the music world. You know, I just got in with, I created great relationships with good people, and we just kept building from there. So I was willing to make mistakes, and I think that's the education that some people need to have in order to, you know, appreciate it.
So let me ask you something, Josh. What really made you want to sing, and how old were you when you first started singing?
Well, according to my parents, I was singing since I was four. But I had no idea what I was doing. I think I recognized it around age nine when I could sing. I mean, my dad kept me in church. My mom and dad kept me in church, and it was always church. Always
that,
church.
That's really cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of gospel singers come from there. A lot of voices.
A lot of great voices. And the thing is when football didn't work out, because my main thing, I was an athlete before anything. Like, I was planning on going to the NFL. I wanted to make sure that I went to college, played football, did all those good things. But that ended up not working out financially. It didn't work out for us. So I was like, you know what? Actually, what happened, my little brother was like, Josh, what the freak are you doing? Because the thing is, I always sung around the house. And one day my little brother came to me and he was like, please, bro, can you shut up and go do something with your voice? I'm not trying to be rude, but I think it's beautiful, and I think you should go do something with it. So my little brother, I have to give him major credit for, like, saying, yo, get the freak out the house and go do something with your voice. And that led to me getting my first little agent in West Palm Beach, Florida. And then from that one agency, I got my first music video audition and got my first gig, and then I've seen gorgeous girls everywhere, and then I was like, you know what? They're gonna pay me to be here with gorgeous girls and like sing and dance. And I was like, you know what? I could do this for the rest of my life. It's awesome.
That's so funny. That's good. Well, no, yeah. But that's really true. You know what you're saying is really true, because anybody that has a really good voice, that's all they do is sing. They sing. Every time you turn around, you're hearing them sing. My daughter's that way. My dad was like that. I was like that. I mean, it's just, I think that, you know, because that's in your soul. And I think that's how you express yourself. And yeah. Now you're doing, you know, you're writing songs and, you know, you're doing all this stuff. So let me, was anybody else in your family a singer, or were they into music or into the industry?
Yeah, well, my parents were not in the industry, but they definitely were singers. My dad was a singer. He still is. But it's more in the church arena, gospel arena. My mom, she led the praise and worship when I was a kid. So my mom, I get my performance skills from my mom. My mom would rip and run a stage like no other. I mean, she would take the place from 0 to 100 quick. Her energy is through the roof. And I think that's in a combination of them two, I get that stage performance. So it definitely runs deep in the blood. And I found out when I did a 40-day retreat for my soul. You know, like I literally went back. Actually, it was 30 days. I went back to Florida for 30 days, and I wanted to interview all of the people that were instrumental in my career coming up as a young man, in life as well as music, and I wanted to connect the dots. So what I did was I went on a road trip with my mom for 18 hours to Mississippi, visited some family at that. And I can tell you this much, being 18 hours on the road with your mom, you learn a whole lot about her. And a lot of the things that she couldn't tell you as a kid, you truly are blown away by just the information. And I mean, I became close with my mom on that trip.
That's really awesome.
Imagine driving. Yeah. And 3,000 yeah. miles with Penny.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, then I did a 4-hour, I know, right? And then I did a 4-hour road trip with my dad out to Bradenton, Florida, visited the hospital I was born in. And then along with that trip, I found that I got a chance to interview the oldest person in my family that's still living, Cousin Sonny. And he had all the obituaries of everybody. And it turns out that my greatest grandfather that we found so far, he was an accordion player and a singer in the 1800s, basically 1834. Yeah, so the music stemmed from that, because I always wanted to know why I was so passionate about it, and what is this familiar emotion of just being able to just do it without necessarily, because I don't personally feel like I try to do music. I feel like it's just in me.
It was in your genes.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, Josh, who is your mentor?
My mentors, oh my God. I would say all of my friends and family who literally just,
well, we just got
me to all these battles, you know?
Forget
you know,
about it.
But I forget about it. Exactly. I mean, everybody played, like, the thing is, a lot of people say they did things by themselves, and I get that part of being independent. But my thing is, it's so many people that let me sleep in their couches. So many people let me drive their cars. I mean, so many different situations that I literally could not control myself. Yeah, there's no such thing as self-made. I mean, it takes other souls, other individuals that really care about you and you care about them, and you grow together. You know, and even if you don't work together for the duration of your career, they played a part in it. So, I think the self-made thing is a bunch of BS.
So you won a Malibu Award for Global Happiness, Palm Beach Award for Artist of the Year.
How did that happen?
Yes.
That was awesome. That wow. didn't deserve more than that, but that's awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy. I presently live in Malibu right now along with a very famous producer by the name of Gary Miller, and while doing music out there, I mean, I ran into some really good people, and they wanted to recognize me for the things I've been doing since I've been here in LA, and it's just been such a blessing. I mean, truly, for them to give me a happy award was really cool, because in high school, I got the happy go lucky award. So it completely, like, I'm talking about senior year. Happy go lucky award. Yeah. So I'm like, that's the award I'm getting in school. I mean, my dad, they called him Smiley in school. So I think I definitely.
You know, I that's what I saw about you the first night we met you. I have some video footage, and I thought, oh my God, he's just a happy guy. There's nothing negative about you. It's awesome. I think it's great, and I think they would give that to you.
Yeah, it's. I mean, honestly, I truly do love life, and I love the people that's in it. I mean, I do have my downtimes, but at the same time, I realize that I'm still alive every single day, and I have the opportunity to do better every single, you know, moment that's given to me. So,
you worked all over the world. What would you say is your favorite place that you perform?
My favorite place? Wow, that's hard to say. I mean, I recently just got back from China. I mean,
yeah.
I gotta say that was definitely one of my favorites. I've been to China a few times, and this time I was in a place called Jinan, China. And I mean, yeah, this is Jinan. I've never heard of it until this trip. And I mean, I got a chance to meet the mayor of Jinan, and he treated us, I mean, at the super, not even 5-star, but 7-star level. Like it really was really nice. I mean, every step that we took, we were taken care of. I mean, we had 8 security entailed that literally protected every step that we took. I mean, it took us to the greatest restaurants. I mean, we sat in the quarters of the mayor. We ate with him. They gave us gifts. It was just the most beautiful thing. And then, in addition to that, we got a chance to do music. I was performing at the biggest martial arts ceremony in Jinan, China. And I was doing the opening ceremony. I was the only American artist there performing, which was a great honor. And I felt so blessed just to be to experience their culture, you know?
Right.
Yes. Awesome. So I understand Belgium and Jamaica, you were on top of the charts.
Yep. I mean, that situation in Jamaica was great because I was working with an artist named Nature Ellis. And he was a rising artist, and they wanted to kind of adjust his sound into a pop culture sound, and so they flew me over to do that. And I mean, I would say it was like a year process before the song even hit the radio, and I thought nothing was gonna happen with it after a while, but Ultra Music ended up picking up the song, and then that's when it caught some fire, and then it went to the number one charts over in his country, which is Jamaica. And I was just blown away by the results, because I was like, I literally thought it was going nowhere. But I mean, the song was called I Love You. So, I mean, who doesn't love what I love? I think people can relate to it. And I think that's kind of what sold it over.
How can we hear this song, I Love You?
You can find it on YouTube. You can find it on Spotify, iTunes, all the major streams. And you want to look under the name Nature Ellis. I wrote it for him. Sometimes I don't necessarily sing every song that I write. Sometimes as a musician, you'll give songs to other artists and let them go for it, because sometimes some vibes don't fit you and you want to give it all to another artist and do it well. Yeah.
So you worked with John Legend, who is the 10th time Grammy Award winner, and you called Better Than Beautiful. Releasing that this year? I understand it's going to be late in the year.
Give us a little sample.
When will it be?
Oh, wow. Well, can't give off that information just yet.
What about a little sample, singing sample?
To me, you're better than beautiful. You're the center of the world, just letting you know. You're sitting higher. Yeah, stop there. But that's all. That's all I have and I did together.
Forget about it.
Thank you. Forget about it. Thank you so much. I'm actually with one of my great friends that actually helped make that happen, because I would not have made it to that John Legend session without him. And that's a long story. And you guys can tune into josh-moreland.com at a later date. But Tony Arena, my dude, he literally came through like a G. He was a man of the hour, and he made it happen for you, boy.
That's absolutely gorgeous. That's really good. Well, you know, where we met you was in Beverly Hills, you know, and you've done all these different things. And of course, in California, you're the founder and the creator of Beverly by Night in Beverly Hills. How did you go about doing all that? And what was your idea of behind why you put that together?
Well, Beverly by Night came from a place of where I just wanted people to come out and have a good time without having to invest in a charity and put up money for this and that. I wanted people to come and just enjoy music. And I wanted them to experience it within one of the most luxurious cities we have here in LA, which is Beverly Hills. I wanted people just to enjoy themselves, not have to think about, oh, I can put $100,000 into a charity. No. Come out and enjoy yourself. This is a night that California can own, and you don't have to be from Beverly Hills to come to Beverly by Night. You know, and I called it Beverly by Night, a Josh Moreland experience, because I wanted them to see my heart when it came to music. You know,
That was a beautiful night. I mean, it was a really good. You know, you were the first time that we had ever gone out and done some stuff
first
with
time
with
ever
Eric
been,
Dooley and
first time I've ever been to Beverly Hills.
And we went, well, of course, I used to work in Beverly Hills, but Nick had never been there before, so that was his first experience listening to you sing. So it was really a wonderful first experience, and so that's really cool.
And we connected.
So how often do you perform there?
Well, I have it every 8 weeks, and that's every 2 months basically. But I put it on hold since I've been traveling so much. So I'm gonna the next one will be happening around July, which my first one was on my mother's birthday, which was July 31st. So the next one will be July 30th, because it always falls on a Sunday when I do the Beverly by Night, Josh Moreland Experience event. So.
Cool.
I always like to make sure I have the proper time to spend it and get artists that you guys will be really interested in and having fun with and just enjoying time. I love to merge different genres of music. So that's why you'll always see a different approach every single show.
Well, that's good. Awesome. That's really good.
We'll be there.
So you know, you met Celebrity Pizza Guy that night, and we talked with you a little bit about on the, you know, in front of the theater there on the street, and, you know, mingling with all those people out there and taking pictures and whatnot. And, you know, we have a thing where he creates pizza with celebrities, and, you know, what would you say? I think that you need to talk to him about this creation of Celebrity Pizza Guy pizza.
You're the talker.
No, I'm leading you into
it. You guys talking about all this pizza. I'm thinking about a Meat Lovers right now. You know?
Yeah, I know.
it's making me extra happy right now just to think about it. So
that would be the pizza that you would want to create, a Meat Lovers pizza.
Meat Lovers with some pineapple. You know what? And I will want to add some of the actually, since I just got back from China, they had this duck that was so amazing. I would like to add that to it. So,
What is it?
It was this sweet tangy duck. I don't really want to say duck on the radio, but I'm gonna say it just because I think it was so good. Oh my god!
Right, well, this is adult radio here.
yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. So perfect. So yeah, we'll add that to it as well. But
so
I would
hear.
Love to create. What would you like to hear?
What is that one ingredient?
Oh, the one ingredient. I want honey. I want a honey based pizza. That's what I want.
Whoa!
That sounds good.
I love honey.
That sounds
like
good. I know that sounds good. What's honey barbecue sauce? You guys don't understand. I'm a barbecue sauce fanatic. sauce.
I know that. You told me that. And I was going to say, honey barbecue sauce with pineapple. With
oh, my
meat.
God. That sounds
good.
And
but,
all that meat.
But I want, but I want the organic. I want organic honey added to it.
All right. No problem. No problem.
Yeah.
Well, he'll
so
have
you
to,
gotta
he'll
officially
have to
make
that. Honey. He'll have to make that.
Well, organic is just basically coming straight from the hive.
Yeah, it's straight from the hive. I can't have. I don't want it. I don't want it touched. I just want it straight from the hive.
Yeah, you don't want it preserved or anything. You just want it
nope.
straight, organic, bada boom, bada bing.
Exactly.
And it's gonna be.
It's tasty. It's healing powers and natural things. Okay.
You got it. All natural.
Honey,
that's what I do.
That's
everything I make is natural.
That's
everything's
awesome.
All natural.
Yeah. The Celebrity Pizza Guy.
You and I
in the kitchen. Let's do it.
There you go.
Well, his sauces are just amazing. I mean, it doesn't matter what kind of sauce he makes. It's you know, it just brings out whatever it is you want to create. And you know what else too? He could teach you how to spin the pie. And you know, and that's
yeah, I taught Rodney Allen Rippey how to make a pizza.
Yeah, he's been doing this with all different people, but you know what? Not everybody has you know, the hand-eye coordination, you know, but I think you probably might because of your artistic ability. I think you'd probably do really good at it.
Okay. Yeah, I would definitely love to try.
Well, it'd be fun to have you do that. Now, we could probably put something together where, you know, your pizza could be connected with some event or something. But, you know, let me ask you something. Now, you do you support charities? I know you don't like, you know, you didn't want your Beverly by Night, you know, with Josh Nolan. I know that you didn't want that to be connected to one, but do you actually support a charity?
Yes, I do, actually. I have a few of them that I support. Well, number one, I always do stuff for the Red Cross. I do things also for the AIDS Foundation. And there's one
Thank
that's
you.
Really, really close to me in Florida that I work with called Beyond Blind Institute. And that helps individuals who have become blind at a later state in life instead of being born with it. And it's very tragic that they go through these different things. Like one lady, she became blind at age 22. So she lived
wow.
out her life seeing, and then one day, one visit to the doctor like a misdiagnosis, and it caused her to become blind. So her whole life has changed, and I mean, almost instantaneously. So I support them, and I do music events with them, and we raise a lot of money to help them kind of get out of the depression from that happening to them. So.
Wow, no kidding, because that is depressing when you lose your one of your five senses, and you know usually you don't lose those senses until you become a geriatric elderly person, and that's kind of what happens. We come into this world and we go. With the sensitivities of all of that, so that's kind of sad, and that's cool to do that. I mean, so now your conscience support that, or do you do some other way of fundraising for that?
Well, basically, if like when we do shows together, the price that I would usually charge it. A percentage of those proceeds go to towards the charity, and they get the money that night, so it makes it easier for them, you know, that way.
Well, that's pretty cool. I think that's good. Hey, you have a project that you're working on right now. Can you
elaborate?
Can you elaborate on that a little bit and tell us all about who's involved in it and how you came about working on this?
Of course I can. Well, the name of the project that I have right now is called Before September, and I want everybody who's listening to hashtag Before September and follow me on Instagram at Josh Moreland. That's JOSHMORELAND. And let me tell you one thing about the project. I mean, life is always better before September. So I wanted to make an album, a mixtape album that basically just lets you enjoy your life as you just get a chance to, you know, get to know Josh Moreland, you know.
Right.
So I wanted to make an album that just showcased the fun side of Josh, you know, and just let you know that, you know, I want to have a good time with you. I want to become friends with you, okay? So get the happy-go-lucky Josh that I get all these different awards for. So what I have is I have 16 songs, and my campaign involves 16 weeks right before – it's 16 weeks till September. I get 16 songs, I get 16 contests, and I get 16 prizes for the people that, you know, that do the contest that we announce every week. And I'm just I'm just excited to meet all the new people. You know, I'm building my friends, not just fans, but I'm building friends, and because I love relationships. So
relationships, yeah.
Yeah, so it's important that I share this music, because a lot of times in the past I didn't share music and I held it back, and you know, sometimes as an artist you're just like, oh my God, I don't know if I should or shouldn't. So this time I was just like, you know, I'm gonna be brave, and I'm gonna show you guys how to have faith in yourself and just move forward. Which also leads into my next project that I'll be introducing at the end of, and I'll give you guys the exclusive name of it. It's called The End of Almost, and that is me being brave for myself and stepping across the line, no longer accepting second place, and being my own hero and believing my prayers, believing my goals. You know, believing that my dreams are true. You know, it's very important that I do that, because there's so many people watching you that you don't think is watching you. I mean, there's people that won't like a picture, but they're watching you. They know every single step you've been taking. And my thing is, I just want to show you how to have faith, and that's just it. And I don't care what obstacle or challenge I face, I'm gonna go through it. And know that on the other side, it is success. That's why The End of Almost is the success song. It's the end of failing or the end of being second place. It's the end of almost. It's winning time, baby.
Got it.
Winning time is for sure.
Forget about it.
Yeah, no kidding.
So
you have people working with you on this, and who do you have working with you on this?
Well, I have a few friends working on it. My friend
Gary
Kofi, co-op. Yeah, we got Gary Miller. We got my boy Tony Arena. We got a producer. Yeah, it's a lot of people. I really don't do this by myself. I may sit in my room and write a lot of songs myself, but it takes somebody to play those keys and take somebody to play that guitar or just to throw a couple words at me. Say that one more time.
I said it takes a team to create what you want to create.
Absolutely, yeah. I can be an overseer of it, and I can know my vision, but it does take other individuals to make it
correct.
Life, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a village.
Just like it takes a team to create celebrity people. Yeah.
So how did you meet Eric?
I met Eric. Wow, let's see. How do we meet? Oh, I got invited to a party at a house in the Hollywood Hills by Chef Anina, a really good friend of mine. And she's the chef for my Beverly by Night event. And also met a few different people through Ethan. She was a good friend as well. And so you know, in Hollywood, everybody connected. So, you know, but
yeah.
I was invited by Chef Anina to come out to Eric's one of his launch parties, and I mean, Eric and I, we've just been cool ever since, you know, and we had a good vibe, and we're still vibing.
How long ago was that?
And Lee,
this was last year.
Last year, was that right before your concert? That was
months before my concert. I would say the top of last year.
Okay, cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, so my first event was July 31st, which is my mom's birthday, which is coming up. Gotta get her a present.
He's the one who brought me to your
He's the one that brought us down there. And Leif Eden, we met her too. And so, we met some really interesting people there. Now, so when you do this Beverly, singing some of these beautiful songs that you have there, or do you kind of hold out and you know, place them in a different location, or do you have
now,
special songs to sing?
Well, now that I have the Before September project, I will be singing some of the songs that are on the mixtape at the next Bubbly by Night. But I do,
awesome.
I do sometimes at the show, I like to pull out some of the exclusives, and I'll give you guys a taste of it. By the way, let me remind you, anybody that's listening, you can go to josh-morland.com right now and subscribe, and then you'll get an email with the full project of Before September for free. For a limited time, because when it goes out to iTunes and Spotify and those good things, you won't be able to get it.
Right. Let's say that one more time. What's the link?
Say that one more time so our listeners can get it down.
The link is www.josh-morland.com. That's josh-morland.com.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
That's awesome. Hey, you know, there's another part of your business that, you know, a lot of our listeners that want to get into music are, you know, interested in, because not only do you create this and sing it and get people involved in it, but, you know, owning the rights to your own art. Do you tell us a little bit about that, how that works? And, you know, like your song called Love Again, you know, how does that work? And do you have the rights to that? And how do you go about getting the rights to your songs or your art? What would you be able to tell our listeners about that?
Well, I can say when it comes to owning your own stuff, that's the first order of business. But the only way you can own your own stuff is just for you to be good at what you do. Like, you have to become good at what you do. Become a good writer by practicing. Become a good singer by practicing. And the thing is, also collaborating with other people, too. The thing is, you have to have good relationships that you can trust. People that you know won't screw you over. You know, because the key is you want to own everything, but the thing is, it's a collective effort. So, just work with people that you know you can trust. And I mean, you'll fill them out. You'll get to know people, and you'll see who's good and who's bad. I would say make sure you have yourself a proper lawyer. You know, to have to set yourself up of any contracts. Set yourself up with a PRO, which is a performance right organization, like CSAC, BMI, ASCAP, and those guys, they collect your royalties. So, it's just like clocking in at a regular job. If you don't register your songs, you know, you don't get paid for it, you know. So if you can, you can be all over the radio, but if you don't put that digital fingerprint on it, you're gonna lose out on some funds that could help you.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Yeah, so like this Love Again song, do you have the rights to this one? We'd love to play it.
Absolutely.
Okay,
you have all the freedom to play that song. I am the owner of that song.
All right, well, we'll have to have Eric bring that on. So, Eric, can you do that for us?
Again. Tonight I'm not taking my eyes off you. I'm gonna hold you close now. I don't bite, I'm innocent. My heart is saying something that I can't resist. I know you wanna fall in love. I know you wanna be in love. To be in love with you is the best thing I can do.
Baby, just love again.
deserves a good dude. Tonight I'm not taking my eyes off of you. I'd really, really like to kiss you in the night, but you drive me wild. Kiss me now, do it again. I know you wanna fall in love. I know you wanna be in love. To be in love with you is the best thing I can do.
Wow, that was amazing. I can't believe how beautiful. That's fantastic, Josh.
Yeah, thank you. So yeah. Spain has picked up the song, and they got a remix to this song. So I'll be displaying that this week on my social media streams.
Oh, fantastic.
So for the Before September project, every week I promote one of the songs that's on the CD. So 16 weeks, 16 songs. So I cater to one song per week. And this week we're catering to this song, Love Again. And I have to thank my boy DJ Xtoff out in Belgium for being the producer of that track, and my boy Kofi for getting the vocals recorded, and you know, Lakeisha for helping me co-write that. It was just a great situation. So
that's fantastic.
Josh, that sounds awesome.
It was beautiful. And you'll have to tag us in your stuff.
We would love to
get that stuff out there for you, because we, you know, you're an amazing artist. You really are.
Thank you.
That's why you're on the Forgettable.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well,
we were
so impressed by how you do things, and, you know, how you go about what you do, and, you know, your challenges. And I liked how the crowd, you know, really responded to you that night. And, you know, it was beautiful. It really was. Even my son, who was up here in Reading, he tagged into our streaming. And
we went
and
live.
Because we went live, and he even had people up here that were saying things about you. So, you know, you definitely are going places, and we definitely want to ride that train. We want to go with you and watch you grow and do everything that you're doing.
While
Celebrity Pizza Guy is, you know, growing as well, you know, because we're getting out there quite a bit ourselves. So, if we just curious, how long do you spend in California? And, you know, like, do you have any trips that you're
planning?
Heading
to China.
So when is that all going to be?
I'm leaving for China again August 13th. I'll be gone for 2 weeks this time. I'm supposed to have 7 more trips this year, total, back to China.
Mark, are you going to be singing in the United States at all this summer?
Yeah.
I will be.
Besides Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Yeah, but besides that, yes, I'm planning an event at actually Universal City Walk right now with a good friend of mine. So you guys get a chance to see a live show there, and my band and I. But that's this summer. That's going to be in July. We're finalizing the date now. So,
oh, fantastic!
Well, keep us informed.
Yeah, keep us informed, because we know a lot of people down that way, and you know, I think that's
your last question?
Well, I just think that if you were to, you know, tell our listeners one thing that would inspire them to do what you do, what would that be?
That inspires them to do what I do. Well, I really think it comes down to you just, I mean, it's the most cliche answer on God's green earth, but you truly just have to, you really have to believe yourself. You have to believe the words that you said in your mouth. You can't just say, I want to be something, and then you don't go activate. It's all about execution. Everything is about action. Because you can give me 1,000 ideas, but if I don't choose to execute, then I've felt that what I'm saying I want to do, you know. So don't tell me that you're going to do it. Show me. I mean, literally, actions speak louder than words. And that's what I've strived to do throughout my life. And of course, we all have our moments of where we slack. But the key is to pick back up, because if you can, like Les Brown says, you can look up, you can get up. You have to put forth the action. You have to put forth the action. I don't care how old you are or how young you are, put forth the action.
Action talks, and the other thing
volume.
Works.
No kidding. And that is very true. That is true. Hey, you know what? We're going to keep you on because we've got
my pizza recipe of the week.
Yeah.
And then Penny's going to do her nutritional fact of the week. And I'm going to do my pizza of the week right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so here it goes. We have a taco pizza, taco seasoned with extra lean ground beef, spicy taco sauce, Colby Jack cheddar cheese with fresh cilantro, served with lettuce, tomato, sour cream, and salsa verde and jalapenos. Ooh,
wow, that sounds really good. I mean, gosh, we need to have more of that, right?
How's that sound, Josh?
Yeah, I want to taste it tomorrow.
No kidding. Well, you know what? His sauces, no matter what they are, they just float in your mouth. Next thing you know, you're just, I mean, now the women were just ripping it off the trays anywhere we go. It's awesome. You know, my fat and wellness coach nutritional fact is, you know, on jalapenos, you know, they're low in fat and they're free of saturated fat and cholesterol, and they actually clean the blood and they open up, you know, they open up the arteries. They actually give you more fiber and vitamins and minerals, and including vitamin C, A, and K, and potassium. And, you know, the Caspian, you know, it's a amazing benefit that is in there. And, you know, people that get headaches and arthritis and prevention of sinus infections,
That's right.
And, you know, there's different things you can add to, you know, your sauces and pizzas and even your dishes on the stove, you know. And anything, Josh, anything that he cooks on the stove can be put on any pizza. And that's what we're going to try to teach everybody is how to eat for their own health and then put it on his amazing
Maybe you guys can do something at Beverly by Night, one of these events, and we can have it as hors d'oeuvres. You can have your specialty pieces, and we can have you guys at the Beverly Night event. We'll make it special for everybody.
That would be fantastic, and you know, give a little attention, and you know,
yeah.
I think that, you know, giving people an option to eat a little healthier.
No, and eat healthy, but try Celebrity Pizza Guy's pizza where they are gonna freeze.
We want to change pizza. We want to change pizza across America and around the world with his pizza.
Healthy pizza.
And you know, part of that is teaching you how to eat the different ingredients and why you eat them, and you know, and also, okay, you know, like that pizza that you want to make, you know, learning how to eat things in moderation. You know, one slice of his pizza, you know, his cheese pizza is only 120 calories, you know, so it's hardly anything, you know, so it's really healthy. And you know, of course, you know, you do with the
but then when you have a Brian Perry come in,
really quick, guys, if you lose me, I'm going into the garage. I'm on the road
Josh.
Yes.
Josh, we loved having you
on,
and we will be connecting with you.
Because we only got actually 4 minutes.
Yeah,
left.
We only have a couple more minutes, but you know what? You're amazing. And,
thank you very much for being
so
on the Forget About It show with Celebrity Pizza Guy and Penny.
Thank you, guys.
God bless.
Thank you
and,
for your time. Keep playing the song. Thank you so much.
Rock and roll.
And remember.
Forget about it.
Have a good one.
You too. Ciao. Thank you. Ciao.
Thank you. Our guests.
We're on the show listening, and I hope you enjoyed the show because I think it was awesome. And God bless and have a good week.
Yeah. God bless everybody. Talk to you soon. Till next week. Bye.
Maybe just love again. Yes, I love you. Yes, I do. My heart belongs to you. Maybe just love again. Maybe just love again. Yes, I love you. Yes, I do. My heart belongs to you.
Thank you to all our friends, family, and listeners from Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Rubin, and
Fashion Wellness Coach, Penny Latham.
And remember, forget about it!